and the next door neighbors, sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, bringing you all your old-time oldies, all your favorite classic old-time music right here for the next hour. I was going to say sit back and relax. You don't want to do that. Put on your dancing shoes and get up and let's see a little action there in the kitchen. Because you got to do it in the kitchen because you need the tile floor. It's embarrassing to try to dance on carpet. I tell you, we were just... Okay, I'm already off the track, which is kind of... We were at a show last week, my wife and I, celebrating our 28th anniversary. And it was not a musical show, but it was held in what the facility called the ballroom. The entire floor was carpeted. Now, what kind of a ballroom has a carpeted floor? But anyway, I digress. Here we go. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. And a lot of great stuff coming up for you this hour, including, I mentioned it, I don't know if it was in the last show or the show before or when it was, but I have mentioned it, the Hank Thunander recording of the Zorba the Greek medley. And I had played that years and years ago when I was working at a full-time polka radio station, believe it or not. And it's rather lengthy. It's like 9 minutes long, but it's amazing. It's an amazing bit of accordion playing. And the LP that I had from years ago was far too beat up to play on the show. And I tracked down another copy of it, and we will play that in the show today. So, accordion fans... stand by, because that's some pretty amazing stuff. Program, of course, brought to you by Melanie's Music Online Lessons. Yes, learn to play the accordion, the keyboard, whatever. Melanie'sMusicLessons.com is the place. We will tell you more about that later on in the show. I think we'll start out with one from the Shimoleskis. Oddly enough, the Shimoleski Brothers. Nowadays, and for the last 30 years or so, they've been billed as the Shimoleski Funtime Band. It's a family band. They've played together in various formations for many, 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 many years. But this is the Shimoleski Brothers, and you know it's an older recording because it's on Pleasant Peasant Records. And, of course, the Shimoleskis had their own record label, their own TV show later on, so they didn't need to use another record company. So this is an oldie. It's the What Do You Know Polka. I'll just shut up now. We'll get to the music. Here are the Shimoleski Brothers.
Hey, it's polka time.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know? Oh, yeah.
the Shmulevsky Brothers and the What Do You Know Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, bringing you all the great old-time music from all over the place, lots of stuff, a lot of records. Everything we play, by the way, comes from actual phonograph records. None of that modern MP3 CD stuff for this show, I'm telling you. I think we need to get to a Fez Frischi record is what I think. And you know how you know when you've got a really good record is when it's an older record, because this record goes back probably 40, I don't know, what year is it, 50 years maybe? It's an old 45 anyway, and it's in very nice, shiny condition, and it has a little sticker on it with a number on it. It says number 33, which means that in somebody's collection of 45 RPM records, remember those boxes that we had? They're about 8 inches across and maybe, 6 or 7 inches deep. And you had the file cards with the numbers, and then you had the master file, and it would say, record number 23. And then it would have the title and the artist typed in there. Well, this Fez Frischi record was in somebody's record collection. I probably bought it at their garage sale. And it was record number 33 for them. Great record, Fez Frischi. This one, not crediting the Goosetown Band on the label, but probably there with him, you know what I mean? The name of the song is not in English. I have no idea how to pronounce it, so we're just going to continue to call that record number 33 from Fez Frischi and his band is what we're going to do, so we'll put that over there. I'm warning you, I do have Hank Thunander, Zorba the Greek medley coming up here in a little bit, and I've talked about it. I'll tell you more about it before we play it. Maybe in another 5 minutes or so, we'll get to that. But so stand by. I got to talk about Melanie's music, though, and her online music lessons, because if you listen to this old-time music and you think, hey, I would like to learn to play the accordion or maybe the electronic keyboard or the piano. And here's a great way for you to do that with Melanie's Music Online Lessons. In fact, just this week, I had a fellow walk up to me. He had heard the show, and we were talking about accordions. And he said, "You mean I could learn to play the accordion on my computer?" I said, "Yes." He's because he has an accordion he's inherited, as a lot of folks have. And, you know, he can kind of play a few notes and punch out a few melodies, but he can't really play. And I said, "You need to check it out at melaniesmusiclessons.com. Melanie's been giving lessons for over 30 years. You get professional lessons done over the internet on your computer via Skype. So you don't have to travel to the music teacher. You don't have to clean your house for the music teacher coming over to help you out. Maybe you want to not let anyone know you're learning. And you want to take lessons like in your office after hours in the back room in the janitor's closet where nobody knows you're learning to play the accordion or something. So you can impress everybody at the company Christmas party. There's an idea. Melanie's online music lessons can help you do that. They know you've got a busy life. Melanie understands you got things to do. She wants to make it easy for you. Your first lesson is free. There is no obligation. Find out more. Just fire up the interwebs and go to melaniesmusiclessons.com, okay? That's melaniesmusiclessons.com. Check it out. Now, coming up, I promise you, my Hank Thenander record here in just a little bit. But you know, a lot of times we find a record that's kind of dicey. It's a little beat up. It's a little gray around the edges. Might even have some pieces of vinyl missing out of it. And you know what we like about those records? You can play them anyway. It's not like a CD where you get a scratch in and it won't work and you got to throw it out. You get one of these records, you just put a dime on the tone arm and it'll probably play. I have the Midwest Caravan with vocals by Dean Dalziel. I have never played this record before. It's a recent acquisition to the collection. And while you were listening to Fez Frischi earlier, I was sitting here with a can of record cleaning fluid and a record cleaning brush, scrubbing this record to see if we can get her to play. So shall we give it a whirl? The Midwest Caravan, it's called Aw, Come On In.
Aw, come on in, my darling. It's warm inside my heart. Don't stand out there in the cold, we should never be apart. Don't be ashamed, I was to blame, our parting was a sin. We'll cuddle and coo like we used to do, I'll come on in. My heart is waiting patiently at the threshold I stand. I want to take you in my arms and make you understand. I'll come on in, sweet baby, let's start our lives again. We'll cuddle and coo like we used to do, I'll come on in. Like we used to do, I'll come on in. My heart is waiting patiently at the threshold I stand. I want to take you in my arms and make you understand. I'll come on in, sweet baby, let's start our lives again. We'll cuddle and coo like we used to do, I'll come on in.
The Midwest Caravan there. Sure, I was a little scratchy around the edges. I kind of liked it that way. That's all. Come on in here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. All your favorite old-time classics right here. Played off genuine phonograph records, too. And also, I should thank the many affiliates that we have that carry the program now. Of course, we broadcast this up in northern Minnesota on Iron Range Country Radio in Bovee. But we can also be heard on the Wahlberg Radio Network out there in Wahlberg, Texas, for example. We're on the air in Missouri. We're on the air in Erie, PA. We're on the air near Chicago. So thanks to all you stations that have picked us up. You can actually find us streaming on the internet, a few of these places. So if you find yourself away from your normal place to listen, I know the Wahlberg Radio Network streams the program. So check that out. Use that Shoutcast app on your smart device. Smart device. All right, I've been promising you this Hank Thunander record, and the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. I used to play this back at the old-time station I worked at back in the 1970s, and the record has got two things really going for it. First of all, it's an amazing 9 minutes and 6 seconds of accordion playing by Hank Thunander. And it is also a record that back in the day, before we had computers and big tapes and all that sort of stuff, if you were a disc jockey and you had to go to the little disc jockey's room, you needed to find a lengthy record sometimes. And this was one of those records. Records usually could get more airplay by being one of two things, excessively long or excessively short. Because a short record, you can play them in your show and you can fit them in and you can really get the pace going. But when you need to make coffee or you need to go to the bathroom or you got to make a sweep through the station for security and lock up the door at the end of the day and you need a few minutes, then you look for a longer record. But this record for, 40 years at least now, has just amazed me as a great record. Here's Hank Thunander and the Zorba the Greek Medley. Thank you. Man, I tell you, when that tempo changes at the end there, you better be done in the restroom and heading back to the studio at the radio station because the record's going to end. You know, I love that record. I'd play it again if we had time, but, well, we just don't. Hank Thenander there, the Zorba the Greek medley. That's from his For Your Pleasure album. I don't know if that is out again on a CD or if you can download that or what. I went out and found another copy of the album. I actually found a guy who had a still-sealed copy of the original record from back in the 70s. And I said, hey, sell me that. And he did, and there it is. And it's got a little staticky stuff in there. Static electricity is evil, I'm telling you. But I love that record. I would so play that again. Does that not make you want to go learn to play the accordion? So then I started wondering, what's Hank Thenander doing? Is he still out there? Is he still playing? I looked him up. He's still performing. And, okay, so this is kind of a free commercial now, but I don't care because I love the Shimoleski Funtime Band. And the Shimoleskis sponsor an international polka fest every year here in Minnesota, and it's coming up on June 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's at the Black Bear Casino Resort in Carlton, Minnesota. It's probably already sold out because this is a huge event. People come from all over the country to come to the International Polka Fest. But if you wanted to check it out, and I'm going to give you the phone number. I would normally not do this, but I love the Shimoleskis, and I love Hank Thenander, and he's playing as part of the Polka Fest this year. It's 1-888-771-0777, all right? Or you can go to funtimeband.com, which is the Shimoleskis webpage, and they've got all the information on the International Polka Fest. But man, I have never been to the International Polka Fest. I've been to some different events they've had, but this is like the big one. Who do they have? The Shimoleski Funtime Band's playing. Of course, the Alaska Polka Chips are going to be there. Check it out. Squeeze Box with Ted Lang and Molly B. You know Molly B from Molly B's Polka Party on RFD TV. Hank Thenander is going to be playing on Saturday, June 7th for a couple of hours. Looks like from 5 until 7. And then he's followed up again that night with Molly B and Ted Lang and the Squeeze Box Band. You got the Singing Slovenes. You got Leon Olson. So, yeah, if you want to check some of that out and you're in the area, obviously you're probably not going to drive up from Texas. Well, I don't know, pack up the RV and come on up. We'd love to have you. 1-888-771-0777 or funtimeband.com. Admission's $12 daily or a three-day pass for $30. That is a lot of music for $30 over 3 days. So if you're looking for something to do in June, the 36th Annual International Polka Festival put on by the Shimoleskis, all right? So check it out. There's your free commercial. They don't even know I'm telling you about it. They're going to be surprised now when all these extra people show up. All right, at this point, the Hank Thenander record would be done. The disc jockey would have come running back from the restroom, maybe made a pot of coffee at the same time, and he got back just in time to throw a Jimmy Sturr record on the other turntable.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Jimmy Starr and his orchestra there, and the premier polka here on your old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour, where you hear all the great old-time music. And I need to remind you, because I often forget, that if there's a band you'd like to hear from, you have a song you'd like to hear, you have a request, or you hear me mispronounce a band's name or a song title, which is a possibility, you know, you can always email me at oompahour@mail.com. Remember, there's two O's in Oompa, two O's in Oompa, I like to say, O-O-M-P-A-H, oompahour@mail.com. And if there's a certain song you'd like to hear, I will go out of my way to track it down and find it for you. I have several boxes of records I'll dig through, and if I can't find it, I'll find it somewhere, by gosh, and we'll get it on the show for you. So just remember, you can always send an email to oompahour@mail.com, and we will try to find your records. A couple of shows back, I did mention, by the way, that Jerry Shimoleski, Jerry plays drums, the Shimoleski Funtime Band. Jerry wrote a joke book years ago, and I had promised that one day we would read some jokes next show, all right? I've not sorted them out. Well, I've got the joke book here with me right now, but really, I haven't sorted them out enough that, yeah. Because they're not all very politically correct. Jerry's thing is he picks on every national origin. So whether you're telling a Polish joke or a German joke or a Slovenian joke or an Italian joke or whatever, he picks on everybody equally in his joke book. And so that's how he figures he gets away with it. But I promise, next show, we'll throw on a Shimoleski record in the background, and I will read you from Jerry's joke book, and I'll apologize ahead of time for the political incorrectness of the songs, all right? So, take note, that's on the way, I promise you. Now, I always promise that we're going to try to get a waltz into every show, and I think we better do that now, because you never know how things are going to go as this show progresses here, trying to decide which one to go with. Here I have Albert McCash to do Scotty's Waltz. How's that sound, huh?
Thank you.
I feel so much better now because I always try to get a waltz into the show. Sometimes we should go crazy, maybe get a couple waltzes in there. I don't know. Scotty's Waltz, Albert Mickish here on your old-time oldies show. Tim's Oompa Hour, all your great favorite old-time records. Trying to squeeze them all in here today. You might be able to tell I'm just battling a hint of a cold today. And you know they teach you in radio school, never tell people stuff like that because most people will never know the difference. And if you don't mention it, they won't know. But I just felt I should be honest with you there because I feel a little stuffy and weird today. And I feel like I'm battling a little cold. So if I sound weird, that's why. And that's why I need to shut up and play a Don Peachy record. It's the Here's to You Polka. There's Don Peachy here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. More great old-time music coming your way in just a matter of seconds, but I want to tell you once again about Melanie's Music Online Lessons. Yes, you can learn to play. You could be the hit of the party, and Melanie can help you with her music lessons. The cool thing is, this is taking music lessons on the computer via Skype. And Melody could teach you to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard, and you do it in the comfort of your own home. If you have a computer and an internet connection, Melody could teach you to play. Melody has more than 30 years of teaching experience and can give you high-quality professional music lessons. You get great results in the comfort of your own home or in your office while you're traveling. Hey, maybe you're an over-the-road dude. Maybe you're a truck driver. Maybe you're an on-the-road sales rep or something, and you don't think you have time. Well, you do, because you could just fire up your laptop in your hotel room there, fire up Skype, have your lessons right there. It's amazing. You find out more. Finding out more is free. That's the cool thing. Just go to Melanie's Music Lessons. And if you're not sure if this is for you, but you're kind of curious, you can try it out because your first lesson is free and there's no obligation. So find out more with a visit to melaniesmusiclessons.com and you could be the hit of the party. Not that you're not already, but you could be a bigger hit. All right, back to the music. I have the Ivan Kale Band and Old Time Polka Number 1. We'll be right back. There you go. The Ivan Cale Band there, an old-time polka number one here on your old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour, bringing you just boatloads of great old-time music. Now, this is kind of weird. I have a Gene Wisniewski record here, Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra, and I'm looking at this record. I'm going to play the Blonde Secretary Polka, which you'd think would be some really cutesy thing with silly lyrics, but it's an instrumental. But that's okay. You can still dance. But I'm just noticing this is a 45 RPM record here. And it says in big silver letters in the bottom, copyright 1946. I think that's 46. Could be 40. But either way, it's in the 1940s. 45 RPM records didn't even exist in 1946, much less 1940. They didn't come around for a couple of more years after RCA invented them and put them on the market. So I'm betting this is from an old 78, and they re-released it later on a 45. But anyway, it's on Dana Records out of New York City. And if you're an old-time music fan, you've seen the Dana Records label an awful lot. Here's the Blonde Secretary Polka, Gene Wisniewski, and his Harmony Bells Orchestra. Have a Gene Wisniewski there and the Blonde Secretary Polka here on your old-time oldies show. It's Tim's Oompa Hour, bringing you the best old-time records I could possibly find in all the boxfuls of old-time records I have laying around here. Remember, if there's a record you'd like to hear, a band you'd like to hear from, or a particular song you would like to hear, or you just need to, feel the urge to tell me something, email is the best way to do that, and that would be oompahour@mail.com. Very simple address. oompahour@mail.com. Love to read your emails. Love to find your requests for you. So by all means, let me know what you'd like to hear. Next week, don't forget, I promise I will read jokes from Jerry's Joke Book from the Shimoleski Funtime Band. They are politically incorrect. And we'll try to offend everybody so it works out even. Okay, our next record, A Survivor from a Jukebox. You can tell because there's one of those little jukebox cards in here that you slide in the window that tells you what number to play. And jukebox records kind of wear in an unusual way because, you know, a jukebox has all those mechanisms that pull the records out and put them on the turntable and play them and everything. So there's a lot of rubber wheels, and you can see the wear on the record up by the label. This one had to be very popular because it's very well worn. Louis Bashel is the band, with vocals by Chet Zurawick and John Drozkobob. Think I said that right? Maybe. Here's Dance Around the Floor with Me. ¶¶ plainly clear why that one received a lot of play in the jukebox. I'm telling you, Dance Around the Floor With Me is the name of the song. Louis Bashel is the fella's band, and I think we're going to be able to squeak in a couple more songs before the show is up today. It's experimental record time, ladies and gentlemen. I've told you I find records that I don't remember having ever played. This is one of those. The Jolly Brewers, of course, a great band. They're Unpleasant Peasant Records. And you know how, you may remember, you buy a 45 RPM record back in the day, and usually somewhere in the corner of the record, it would tell you what kind of record it is. You know, like this one, it says it's a waltz, or it says it's a foxtrot, or it says it's a polka, or it says it's the blues, or it's rock and roll, or whatever. Usually there's a small print on the side of the record that tells you. I have the Jolly Brewers to sing a song called When Colonel Oompa Reviews the Troops. Okay, that is the name of the song. I have not heard the song. Maybe I should change my name to Colonel Oompa. I kind of like the sound of that. But if you look here where it tells what kind of record it is, it says it's Oompa Rock. I have never heard of such a thing before. I have never played this record before. And we're going to find out what it is together today. Here is the Jolly Brewers When Colonel Oompa Reviews the Troops in a song described on the record as being Oompa Rock. Jolly Brewers there When Colonel Oompa Reviews the Troops. It's described as Oompa Rock. Sounded like plain old polka to me. A very nice one, but I didn't really detect any rock in there, which is good because this is not a rock and roll show, for Pete's sake. All right, if I shut up, we could sneak in one more record, and I just found this one from Richmond, Minnesota. It's the Gil Steel Band and the Foolish Polka. We'll be right back. There's the Gil Steel Band there, the Foolish Polka, and darn it anyway, we're all out of time. I promised all the stations that carry the show we'd shut up after an hour. So that's the way it goes. Next week, though, jokes from Jerry's Joke Book from the Shimoleski Funtime Band. So stand by for that.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is produced at Iron Range Country Radio, KEBS, at Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by Melanie's Music Lessons Online.com. We'll be back next week. Do it all over again. Stay happy, everybody.